His only regret was that he had but one life to give for his country. They are famous words uttered by America's first spy just before his death in 1776. The story is part of our Best of 2025 series, next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Nathan Hale was a captain in his local militia and supportive of the cause for liberty. His role in the revolution was about to change.
George Washington puts out a plea. We're not doing well in the war. We need to know how many British there are encamped in New York and where they are.
Anne-Marie Charland says Hale stepped forward to become one of the spies Washington needed.
Unfortunately, no one trains him. They just send him on his way. He went dressed as a Dutch schoolmaster. He was reporting on what he was finding, writing down what he was seeing.
British Army officer Robert Rogers saw Hale and thought something seemed amiss. He told Hale that he was spying for the Continentals in order to get Hale to divulge what he was really doing in the area.
They have their conversation. Robert Rogers goes as far to have a dinner party in Nathan's honor at the Beekman Mansion. Nathan thinks he's with like-minded people and he's chatting it up. Meanwhile, the place is being surrounded by the British. And he is captured and executed the next morning.
Hale's execution took place in what is today Manhattan, around 66th Street and 3rd Avenue.
When he was captured and executed, they left his body to hang for 3 to 5 days, and then they just discarded it in the ditch, and his body has never been found.
But it is what Hale said before his execution that may be why many know his name today. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Coventry, Connecticut, I'm Andrew McCrae.